All right, we are up and recording. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Dale Klusman, City Administrator.
All right, Mr. Klusman, I see that you guys had a regular City Council meeting scheduled for last night. Can you give us an overview of what you guys talked about?
Sure. Under new business from the audience, we did have a report from the Parks and Rec Director, Jody Bergman, on the installation of the new playground equipment at Southside Park. And we also discussed our ice machine at the community center has been out, and the board did authorize the purchase of a ice maker unit for $2,100, and that was from Ice Masters. They've been the ones that has been servicing the machine. And then we moved on to the agenda business. And the first item was plat approval for Dollar General. This has not been a major change from how the land was originally platted. It was originally platted under two tracks. As often occurs during the construction of the Dollar General store, they actually broke it into two lots. They will, Westmore Equities is the owner of the property out of St. Louis, and they will be having actually two lots now that will be listed. However, it still falls under the same tracks that they had. So for recording purposes, the board accepted it last night and authorized the mayor to sign it whenever the documents are ready. They have been preliminarily approved. Then we move to the upcoming holiday schedule. The board authorized the closing of City Hall at 12 o'clock on the 24th, and they also authorized us to set up a employee Christmas party for the 23rd of December. That will be at Dempsey's Barbecue. We moved on to consideration of Bill 2014-58. This was a proposed ordinance that adjusted the wages of two of our employees due to the fact that they have received higher accreditation or certification in water and water distribution since the beginning of the year. The one, Chris Upfer, has become an A operator, and so they adjusted his a grade, and Mitchell Dittmer, who became a DS3 distribution 3 operator, was increased, that would be a step within his own. And then we went into, basically we had a water bill that was being, that we needed to discuss. It was an unusual amount of water in 1 month for a customer that averaged about 7,700 gallons a month, or 77,000 gallons a month. I'll get it right yet. 7,000 gallons a month. This month's bill showed 49,000 gallons. We took all the steps to make sure, you know, that there was no leak indicated, which we did not find any. So what the board did, they voted last night to actually charge the customer for his average usage, remove the meter, send it in to have it certified, and then when it comes back, if it's something within the meter, we can make the adjustment to the bill for December. If it proves that it's certified as being a correct meter and everything is good on it, then we will contact the individual and we will actually do the remaining billing to them. So it's a pretty hard one to explain.
It's a pretty big bill.
Yes. And then we also approved a contract with Spraycom out of Knobnostra, Missouri. We have a manhole that needs to be repaired. We had contacted multiple companies. They were the only ones to respond. Their bid is $2,150, and that is for one fiberglass manhole liner and then all the concrete and everything else that it takes for the repair, and they did authorize that last night. We then went into special session, at which time there was no action taken at the special or at the executive session. And when we came back, they did announce that it's time to sign up as a candidate if for anyone who wants to run in April on the April ballot. They can come into City Hall, and we can give them the information and the paperwork that needs to be done.
Have we seen anybody in for that yet?
No, no one has come in yet.
Now, I assume it's still pretty early.
It is.
Now, also, I see that you guys have a special meeting coming up tonight to discuss finance options and potential ballot questions for repairs to the Concordia Community Center?
That is correct. We will be meeting with Greg Bricker of George K. Baum, who has helped us in the past on bonding questions. The board at previous meetings has heard from the engineer that was assigned to do the study, Engineering Perspectives, and there's a couple of options that's available. The first option is repair of the existing parapet walls, as well as a new roof and an HVA system. That all kind of falls under number one, and that was estimated to be about $530,000 for that work. To go along with that, Mr. Martins of Engineering Perspective also gave us a estimate on removing the north portion of the entire community center. This would be the non-gymnasium building. And to do that and put a new single-level structure up, he was estimating at over $2 million. The third option was to construct a new auditorium/community center and knock the old one down, which he estimated around 3.7, I believe it was. The board at the last meeting in November decided to set this meeting to talk to Mr. Bricker tonight as far as potential funding of this. And then also we have a quarter cent available to us as a capital improvements tax which we could use to back the funding of doing this project. So Mr. Bricker will be down. It's specifically for this action tonight. And we've already had a couple of individuals come in and kind of express their questions and concerns. So it'll be a good time to meet with Mr. Bricker and have questions. And the public is invited. It's not a closed session tonight.
Okay, so depending on what funding options are available to you, we'll decide what you guys are going to do with the community building?
Yes, but I don't look for there to be any action taken tonight. What I'm expecting is that Mr. Bricker will put these scenarios out there, understand to do the ballot question and everything else. There's a lot of work that goes into the back end of the bonds and that as far as, you know, how much revenue we can expect and things like that. He is just there tonight to kind of give us the options of, you know, can you do it in 7 years? Can you do it in 5 years? Can you do it in 8 years? Just items like that. It's more, rather than action being taken tonight, it's more of an informational meeting to lead to future actions, set a timeline to get it onto whichever ballot the board chooses to do.
Okay. All right, Mr. Klusman, is there anything else that you would like to let listeners know?
No, I believe that's everything.